This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague David Daoud of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about the 10-point plan delivered by the United States at the United Nations for reorganizing and rebuilding Gaza. David comments that it's an opening negotiation. The ambition here, according to Mr. Daoud, is internationalism. He explains, rebuilding Gaza requires all hands, and lots of money. And patience. David Daoud, much more of this tonight.
Look, I think to your point, this is probably an opening negotiation tactic. I think what the Trump administration is trying to do is to try to get the international community and actors that can, in fact, act and operate on the ground in Gaza. I think we have no interest in that, in running the day-to-day in Gaza, despite certain statements by the president back in February that Gaza would effectively become the 51st state. But putting that aside, I think what President Trump is trying to do is create active international engagement in the Gaza Strip, which is something, you know, that has not existed before. The Israelis pulled out of Gaza in 2005, and by 2007, it was in Hamas's hands. And while international actors, the United Nations and others, did operate in the Gaza Strip, they weren't actively involved in precluding the rise of Hamas or in creating alternatives for Palestinians.